We continue our learning of the Nishmas Dov Yibim Menachem Shem Chav Yaakov Yibim Lichus Eliyahu in Sanhedrin Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches HaMachalal Es HaShabos B'Dover Shechayavin Al Zidono Koreis V'Al Shin Gos HaChatos. When is a person who desecrates the Shabbos Chayv Skila? If he violated a Malacha for which you're going to be Chayv Koreis if you were not warned, and if you did it B'Shom you be Chayv HaChatos. What this comes to exclude is that what other prohibitions are there on Shabbos that are not included in the 39 Malachos? The answer is, let's say Tchum Shabbos, going beyond the limits, going beyond the 2,000 amos from the city. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that's an Isser Doraisa. Nonetheless, that's not an Isser Doraisa for which you're going to be Chayiv Kares or Karban Chatas B'shoging. And therefore, you wouldn't be Chayiv Skila if you went beyond the Tchum, if you did it, be amazing. Amakalel aviv imo, person who curses a father or mother, for which the Torah says umakalel aviv imo mosimas, but it also says ish ish asher yikalel es aviv es imo mosimas aviv imo kilel damavbo. There's the magic words damavbo. So if we know yichayv skila for cursing one's parents, eno chayv ad, person is not chayv skila until she yikalelin b'shem. Only if you use the name of God, a person who has to be, and the Rambam says it has to be one of the shem. In Hilchos Mam and Perakei, one of the names that you're not permitted to erase. But Kilulam Bikinui, if you used a kinui, a substitute, a nickname, like Rachum and Chanan, Erech Apayim, and the like, so what's the halacha there? Rabbi Meir Mechayev, he says, Mechay Yechayv Skila, even if you use a kinui of Hashem. If you curse your parents with the name of Hashem, even that's a kinui. Chachamim Potur, and Chachamim say, if you curse your parents with the name of a kinui, one of the substitute names of Hashem, you're going to be exempt from Skila. Nonetheless, you're going to be Chayiv Malkus, because after all, you're per Chayiv Malkus for cursing any Jew, and therefore you'd be Chayiv Malkus for cursing one parent as well, if using Rachum Makanan, using a substitute according to the Chachamim. Perek Zayin Mishnah Tes speaks about one who lives with one who has relations with the Nara Hama Orasa. Torah says in Parshas Kiseitze, Devar Mechav Beis, Ki Yen Nara Besula, Me'orasa Leish, she's a case, she's a Nara Besula. So Nara means between the age of 12 and 12 and a half. Besula obviously means she hasn't been with a man. Me'orasa Leish means she has Erisin, she's only had Kiddushin. She doesn't have Nesun yet, she hasn't yet entered the Chuppah. So she's a 12-year-old girl between 12 to 12 and a half, and she's had Kiddushin already, very common years ago. At that age, and a man finds her in the city and sleeps with her little. They are both taken out to the gate of that city. So here it says explicitly skila. So here we say this was on our list in Mishnah Dalet. Habal naram arasus chayv skila. So under what circumstances do we say that you're going to be chayv skila in naram arasa? There are many rules that have to be followed. Habal naram ma'arasa eno chayv ad shete na'ara. Number one, she has to be one who's reached the siman. She's already 12, 12 in one day, and that's between that and becoming a bogeres, where she's 12 and a half. Let's say a person who has relations with a bogeres ma'orasa, let's say an engaged girl, she's 18, 19, 20, she's already had kiddushin, engaged in the halachic sense, but she's a bogeres, she's beyond 12 and a half, you're not chayv skila, you're going to be chayv chenek. And the same thing is true of a person who sleeps with the ketana ha-ma'orasa. Let's say she's 8 years old, 9 years old. She's less than 12 years old. He's not chayiv skila. What are you chayiv then if she's a ketana ma'orasa? So some say you chayiv chenek, and some say you patur from misa at all. That's all the opinion of Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim hold, the Gemara says, that nara ha-ma'orasa, even if she's a ketana, is included in this iser of skila. The only one who's not included is when she's a bogeris, when she's 12 and a half and up, then the punishment is chenek and not skila. And what else? What other rule? Whatever halacha, besula. She has to be a besula. Shelo nevala la'ish. If she's already a beula, then you're not going to be chayv skila. You'll be chayv chenek for living with her. She's a married woman. She's an arusa. So obviously there's going to be some misas based in, but skila only for a nara hama orasa, and who's a besula. And me'orasa, as the Mishnah says. One other halacha is that the chayiv skila is only if she hasn't entered the chuppah yet. Once she's entered the chuppah, so then we're having relations with an ashes ish, she's already entered the chuppah after nisuin, so you're going to be chayiv chenek. They're not, and not skila. And v'hi b'vei saviha, it's also where she's still in the rishus of her father. Typically, an arusa would remain in after kiddushin, would remain in her father's house until she entered the chuppah. But once this time of suin has arrived, even though she hasn't entered the chuppah yet, but the father, let's say, gave her to the shluchei habal, to agents, to shlichim of the husband, who came, and on the way, he lives with this Nara Hama'orasa, he's chayv chenek and atzkila, because although she hasn't entered the chuppah yet, since she's left the father's house, she's not in her father's house, she's already in the hands of the shluchei habal, although she's not officially in a sewer yet, nonetheless, you're going to be chayv chenek and atzkila. Bo aleha shnayim. Let's say two men had beer with an Arab marasa, harisha miskila, because he had beer with an Arab besula. Hasheni bechenek, because at that point she's a beula, and therefore there is no chiyuv skila.